Well, this pond that we're at today has bass, sunfish, crappie, and catfish.
Keith Miller isn't sure if catching a fish every day for 1,000 days in a row is a world record, and he doesn't really care. He says the notoriety keeps people paying attention, but really it's all about getting kids to fish. He says almost every time he comes out, kids from the neighborhood detach themselves from their TVs or put down their video games to fish.
Being outdoors and being, you know, going fishing gives kids an opportunity to read, study, and to you know, learn about, you know, really cool stuff. You know, why do fish bite certain lures, or what kind of things do they bite? Where do they hide? You know, do fish sleep? How do fish lay eggs and stuff like that? It's really cool, and I think it encourages learning. And you know, as kids get outdoors and they try fishing, they want to learn more.
Keith raises money to spread the joy of fishing beyond his neighborhood. He just got done dropping off 450 fishing poles for the children of needy soldiers at Fort Hood. The money came from people who follow him on Facebook and Twitter, making donations. He posts a picture of every fish he catches, which are rarely lunkers, but they don't have to be.
Just getting people to open up about it and just getting them to talk about it. And they, you know, maybe they forgot about fishing for years, and then all of a sudden they see some of the posts or pictures and that I put up, and it just kind of triggers something with them, and they're like, oh yeah, that was a lot of fun.
Keith is humble about his fishing prowess, but he does have some accolades. A nomination for the Texas Freshwater Fishing Hall of Fame. He has several catch and release awards in Texas, and the Junior Anglers and Hunters of America have recognized him as a fishing legend.
The funniest thing is when I've gone to events to fish with kids, or, you know, other public events, and people have read about me, or they know a little bit about me, and they think I can walk in and just part the waters and catch a fish automatically as soon as I walk up to water. I'm no different than any other fisherman. I don't have a special thing that I can just magically pull them up, but I see that look on people's faces where they're like, come on, magic man, make it happen.
Keith says he's not going to extend the streak. He can't. All the repetitive casting has torn up his right shoulder, plus he and his wife have a 15-month-old in tow and another on the way. He's got to hang up the rod and reel, at least temporarily.
I think that's going to be the tough thing for me, because, you know, as I go throughout my days right now, I'm constantly thinking, okay, where would I be fishing right now? What would I be using? Oh, it's raining. Okay, I got a perfect spot in mind. Or I start thinking about different things I would do if I'm looking out the window or something. Boy, it's going to be a different mindset when I stop. There we go. Yeah, it's a small one, but
after a couple hours, Keith finally caught a small bass. He confessed that he already caught one earlier in the morning. He'd had trouble catching fish in front of cameras in the past and wasn't sure about tape recorders. And he caught a fish for the next 2 days. The 1,000 days of fishing are complete. For KWBU News in Waco, I'm Rylan Barton.